I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, limoncello, homemade on Martha's Vineyard.
Years ago, Lou Quattrucci's neighbor came home from a trip to Italy with a gift.
She brought me this bottle of creamy limoncello, and I didn't know what to make of it. Like, I'd had limoncello at Italian restaurants before.
Lou, as you might be able to tell from his name, comes from an Italian family and is well-versed in both the country's food and drink.
You know, sometimes you go to these nice restaurants and, like, the owner will come out and he's got this, like, homemade, you know, batch. So I knew what it was, but I'd never seen the creamy stuff before.
And when you say, like, the creamy kind versus the other kind, I'm not sure I know what you mean. Can you describe it a little bit more? Like, maybe I've never had the creamy kind.
So it's a good question, because a lot of times, I don't know what the percentage is. I'll make it up. Probably, you know, for people that have limoncello, probably it's 80 or 90% they drink the clear kind, which is simple syrup. But creamy limoncello is also a thing.
It's creamy as in, instead of being made with water and sugar, it's made with sugar and heavy cream. When he first saw this new-to-him version of the famous Italian after-dinner drink, Lou wasn't sure what to make of it. He put it in the freezer and completely forgot about it for months.
Sometime later, I had like a boys' weekend and a bunch of guys over, and one of them was asking about it. And we decided to crack it open, and we loved it, and we couldn't stop drinking it. So I always sort of had it in my head that I was going to figure out how to make it. But I just thought it was something that you could make and drink. I didn't realize that it was a bit of a process and it took some time.
By time, Lou means weeks or even months, which seemed like forever to wait. But then one winter, he found himself unexpectedly pretty bored. And a friend in California called, saying he had a tree full of ripe lemons.
He says, don't make it until I send you some lemons. So, you know, I thought I'd get lemons at some great organic local food store and they'd be good. Well, those things were about the size of an egg. Well, his were about the size of a baseball. So the very first batch, I made half clear, half creamy, because I didn't really know where this was going to go.
Lou started both batches the same way, by peeling lemons and then soaking the peels in grain alcohol for about a month. And then he added the simple syrup to the clear batch and the heavy cream and sugar to the creamy batch. And finally, he started inviting a series of friends over for taste testing.
I can't tell you, I don't know, probably like 50 or more friends, I would always give them a taste of each. And like 49 out of 50 said, don't even bother with the clear stuff anymore. This creamy stuff is like the greatest thing ever. So stick with that.
So he has. I spent an afternoon with Lou at his house in Oak Bluffs, peeling lemons and starting a batch. You want to get only the yellow part of the peel, he told me. None of the white pith, because that makes the drink bitter. But with two of us peeling, it was very easy work. And bonus, I got to be part of the ongoing taste test.
So it's a sipper, right? Every once in a while, somebody wants to shoot it, but it's for sipping.
Oh my gosh. Wow, yes, I've never had the cream version, and it is infinitely better. It tastes almost like sorbet.
Yeah, it's definitely a desserty thing. It's really flavorful. And I'm not a food expert, but one of the things that I've learned is I really like how the different flavors hit your tongue. You can feel the lemon and the sugar and, right, everything kind of, it, like the way it fires on your tongue is really kind of interesting.
It's really good.
Good.
According to Lou, people also make orange cello and melon cello. And once he tried making lime cello, but he said it just wasn't the same. So these days, he makes batch after batch of creamy limoncello because in his opinion, and I have to say, now mine too, it's the best of the best. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Sounds amazing. Although, I have to confess, I've never been much of a limoncello fan. It's too sweet for me. But since Lou says he reduces the sugar a lot, I am now more than eager to try. Happily, Lou Quattrucci agreed to share his recipe for creamy limoncello, and you can find that on our website at capeandislands.org. You will also find a link there to another piece Elspeth did on growing indoor citrus trees in our area. This week's Local Food Report was inspired by a listener suggestion. Nice reminder that we always welcome your story ideas. It was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.